Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Surune from Kyoto Animation, which is streaming on Crunchyroll. And this is a new sports anime from Kyoto Animation. But this time, it is about archery and a very, formal Japanese archery. And it starts as two friends are attending the first year of high school. And while they're catching up as freshmen, they are approached by, at first, a stranger who they eventually realize, oh, it's our old friend from elementary school. But we don't recognize him because he used to be the shorty of our trio. But now he has, throughout junior high school, sprung up like a weed. And he convinces them to maybe go and join the archery club with him and his kind of advisor at the school who's trying to reinvigorate that club since they used to practice archery as kids. And one kid is totally on board. He's like, sure, that's great. I'll get to practice my skills. And the other friend quickly makes up a bunch of excuses and wants nothing to do with the club. And their old friend is really disappointed because he used to be so good. So if they had him, oh man, the team would be so good.
And so a lot of kind of this first episode is them trying to sort of lure him into joining the club and revealing to us a little bit more about, you know, what kind of trauma he has experienced that is preventing him from playing sports. I think it's interesting that there's a lot of sports series this season. And as we talk about them, I feel like if you listen to all the SWAT reviews back to back, you would like pull out all the sports tropes. Or like that, this, you know, with Hanebado, we just talked about that one in the last season or whatever. So Narumiya has a lot of fondness for archery, but he has what they call in the show target panic. And we don't fully know what caused him to sort of break with it, but he essentially gets up there, he has a beautiful stance, he's calm, but as soon as he really tries to release that arrow, he loses all of his composure. And he gets sort of very, very caught up in the, I have to be perfect, I have to, you know, hit the target, right in the center, so he basically kind of gets in his own head.
And the one kid who's kind of the loud, delinquent-y kind of guy, he is not helping anything with that.
And so, yeah, the club has, of course, has a bunch of different personalities, a few that are sort of peripheral here at the beginning, so we don't know a lot about them. Yeah, we've got a delinquent guy, we've got a guy who's sort of more of all the girls really like him, very
ganky.
Yeah, ganky. And the other interesting thing about the club, which I don't know how much is going to actually come up, is that it's a mixed gender club. There's no delineation in an archery club. So I thought that was really cool, but I think it's really it's clear that it's focusing on the guys. So I don't feel like we'll get a lot about that in here. And this is based on a novel. So I was thinking it was going to be an original, but so because Kyoto Animation does a little bit of both. So, especially the end, I thought that was pure Kyoto Animation. If I just thought that they invented. So at the very end of the episode, you know, Narumiya has kind of run off. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He's just trying to chill and get his composure back. He's very upset about what's happened at Archery Club. And he hears, in a shrine, he hears the sound of arrows flying.
It is worth noting that the title of the show is named after the onomatopoeia of the bowstring after you have shot an arrow. So clearly this is to link it all together.
I didn't even think of that. That's such a good point, Al. So he gets up there and he sees this very statuesque figure who is shooting these arrows, you know, beautifully. And also that cool man also has an owl. so
trained owl who just
super
comes.
Super cool guy, basically, that he meets at the end who will clearly inspire him or whatever. So, I mean, I do think that, at least the way the first episode is formed, it doesn't feel like a sports show that is really super interested in the competition, you know? Like, oh, there's just gonna be like a big tournament that we're like really dedicated to. Like, it feels much more of like an internal story.
Of character. Well, you know, it was funny because we were talking recently. We were actually talking during the show that Kyoto Animation seems to do sports shows that are kind of about the sport, as opposed to Production IG that is like full in. Free is definitely much more about the swim boys. Oh, and I guess they're swimming. And this kind of feels like it's going to be the same thing. It's not like you're never going to see any archery in it. It's not like that ice hockey one that the whole gag is they never play any ice hockey in it. But at the same time, yeah, this is definitely look like it's much more focused on the characters than their stories and their traumas and, you know, why they come to archery than anything else. In that respect, we might get a little bit more of the girls, but yeah, they do seem very kind of like Hanabato, how, yeah, there was the guys, but they were very supplementary. These girls feel the same way.
At least in Hanabato, I felt like the guys in the club had their own distinctive character designs. The girls in this club all look the same. They're not thinking about them, okay?
Like, in the original book, they were like, there were three of them. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. Like, they definitely have a not, you know, put a lot of, to my mind, a lot of effort into that design, which I think tells you how important or not important they will be. So I felt like the first episode, I think this is like a little bit more quiet than, say, a free. Like, it's not as full of shirtless men diving into things. I don't know. It's not as over the top, I guess I should say. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. So, Kate, I have one question. It's an important question. Super important. When do we find out that the guy at the end is actually a ranger and that owl is his animal companion?
Sounds great. This is actually a magical realism show.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or maybe he is an illusion of Narumiya, who is trying to get over the trauma. Maybe the trauma is his mom passing away. I don't know, because we do know that she has passed away like a couple of years previous to this. So that might be the trauma. So maybe his brain is just making this guy up.
Maybe he doesn't.
He did seem otherworldly, did he not?
Maybe he doesn't have target practice. Maybe it's under a curse.
Yeah, yeah.
That the ranger has to break.
I think maybe this show could go in a very different direction than we initially thought. I'm convinced. Thank you, Al.
No problem. I don't want you to be surprised when the show pulls the rug from under your feet.
I thought the first episode was okay. I don't know. I wasn't super dragged in, although I at the end did get me. I was like, wait, I need to know who this is.
I think the main problem for me was he seems so legitimately have reason not to come back to the sport. And everybody seems kind of like weirdly dismissive of that. And it's clear, at least his one friend, his one buddy, seems to be trying to get him back into it because he knows how much he loves it. But, you know, the trauma is keeping him away. So he, at least, I felt like got a bit of a pass. But everybody else in that club seemed like weirdly, the teacher didn't know any of that stuff. It seemed to be tricking him. And his old friend didn't. And then, of course, the delinquent guy was a jerk. I guess I was just a little turned off by the rest of the club. They seemed, like, manipulative for bad reasons.
That's really interesting, because I feel like, I don't think that they were being good, but mm-hmm. I also think that they were like, oh, he's just nervous. He doesn't mm-hmm. want to, like, I don't feel like they had any way of knowing that he's, like, super traumatized.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, it just came off as everybody except his one friend, who I at least saw having more noble reasons, seemed a little sketch to me. I don't know why, just came off to me that way. Like you said, the biggest hook is probably the end, but it just, something about that whole scene, that whole sequence, Because, like, even the part where, like, they're like, they tell him, oh, yeah, you don't have to show up. But they did seem to still be trying to hook him.
Oh, I don't think that they weren't trying to hook him. Mm-hmm. I do think they were trying to hook him. But I think they thought it was more like, oh, he's being humble, or like, oh, he's being nervous, but we want to encourage him because we know he's great, as opposed to like, oh, he's like super traumatized. Like, I don't think they were like, who cares about trauma? I just think they didn't really know that.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.